This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The owner of the water system that serves the city of Missoula has sold it to another company without the approval of the State Public Service Commission. This despite a court ruling that gives the city the right to buy the utility for a little under $90 million. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says the Carlyle Group Friday sold Mountain Water Company and two water companies in California to Liberty Utilities for $327 million.
And that's unprecedented in the state of Montana. No private utility has been purchased without PSC approval. So we were surprised, to say the least, about this transaction.
Late yesterday afternoon, Sell said the Public Service Commission had now asked a district court judge to reopen an earlier proceeding in which the city of Missoula challenged Liberty's attempt to buy the water company. Attempts to reach Liberty yesterday afternoon were unsuccessful. In a statement, Missoula Mayor John Engen said, quote, "The supposed sale has no legal effect, and the city of Missoula won the condemnation case to buy Mountain Water and has the court order to prove it." Engen says the city expects the water system will be in Missoula's control soon, close quote. A central Montana coal mine that cut about 20% of its workforce last month has reached an agreement with environmentalists and state regulators that's intended to avoid a major shutdown. Yesterday's deal comes as a declining coal market leaves the future of some mining companies in doubt. A state review panel recently rejected an expansion permit granted in 2013 for the Bull Mountain mine that threatened to halt operations. The agreement gives the Department of Environmental Quality 6 months to reanalyze the expansion and whether it would harm area water supplies. The agency had been faulted for limiting its analysis to 50 years and not looking at potential water contamination beyond that period. Montana's Board of Environmental Review must approve the deal and will consider it today. A woman charged for her alleged role in the December killing of one woman in Missoula and an assault on another made an initial court appearance yesterday. Justice of the Peace Ryan Phelan maintained bail at $1 million for 32-year-old Sarah Ray McKnight. She did not enter a plea. McKnight is charged with deliberate homicide in the December 21st killing of Lynette Keener at a Missoula motel and accountability to attempted deliberate homicide for an attack on another woman in a grocery store parking lot that same day. Scott Austin Price is charged with deliberate homicide, attempted deliberate homicide, and other felonies for the Missoula attacks. He's scheduled to be back in court Tuesday. Price also is charged with killing his former landlord, beg your pardon, in Miles City on December 14th. Thanks a lot for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.
MTPR and Montana PBS invite you to attend a free preview screening of the new PBS historical drama, Mercy Street, set in a Civil War hospital. Join us Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. in the UC Theater at UM in Missoula. More details at mtpr.org.
This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Large numbers of migrating Yellowstone National Park bison are likely to face slaughter for at least the next couple of winters as officials weigh changes to a 15-year-old agreement that drives the practice. Most of the bison removed from America's first national park are captured and sent to slaughter over concerns they may transmit disease to Montana livestock. The Yellowstone superintendent says he's hopeful the slaughters eventually will be phased out and replaced by hunting. A Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's deputy is facing an assault with a weapon charge after being accused of hitting and pulling a gun on a man while drunk at a party. The Independent Record reports Philip J. Clark was booked into jail yesterday and released on his own recognizance. Clark's attorney says the agent who investigated the case failed to talk to Clark and other witnesses. He says an interview with Clark, quote, would include self-defense claims. Federal wildlife officials are considering new protections for a small fanged predator that lives in remote old-growth forests in the Northern Rockies. Wildlife advocates say the Northern Rockies fisher historically occupied a western range that stretched across parts of Washington, Utah, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. They are now limited to an area along the Montana-Idaho border. Yesterday, the state agency that oversees child abuse and neglect services challenged parts of an audit in their work released last fall. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In front of a legislative panel today, Child and Family Service Division Administrator Sarah Corbally acknowledged truth in most of the audit. It raised problems with inconsistent documentation, limited oversight, and a lack of management information. But she disagreed with the findings, saying the number of child abuse cases over the past decade has not grown, and that the rising case numbers are not the main problem within the division.
The number of investigations carried by the average Montana child protection specialist is 4 times the number recommended by the Child Welfare League of America.
She said until workers are given more reasonable caseloads, the division will continue to have high turnover in staff, a consistent burnout in employees. An audit division spokesperson said the big problems within the division are rooted in investigation organization and an outdated case management system from the 1990s. Corbally says an updated case management system will be in place by the end of 2016, but problems within staffing may take longer to address. She said Montana lags behind neighboring states when it comes to pay and workload expectations for its child welfare caseworkers. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A district judge has ruled that Montana does not have to pay a more than $744,000 settlement reached in a sexual harassment claim against a former Eastern Montana judge. District Judge George Huss of Forsyth agreed in September of 2014 to settle a sexual harassment complaint filed by his former court reporter. She quit her job in early 2014 and Huss resigned effective January 1st. The Billings Gazette reports the state had asked a judge in Lewis and Clark County to declare that it is not obligated to pay any damages on behalf of Huss. The state argued Huss's sexual harassment did not arise out of the course or scope of his employment. The victim's attorney says he plans to appeal the ruling to the Montana Supreme Court. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.